when that they comen somewhat out of town. This summoner to his brother gan to roun. "Brother," quod he, "here wones an old Rebeck, that had almost as lief to lose her neck as for to give a penny of her good. I will have 12 pence, though that she be wood, or I will summon her unto our office. And yet, God wot, of her know I no vice. But for thou canst not, as in this country, win in thy cost, take here example of me." This summoner clappeth at the widow's gate. "Come out," quod he, "thou old viritrate. I trow thou hast some friar or priest with thee."
"Who clappeth?"
said this wife.
"Benedicity, God save you, sir, what is your sweet will?"
"I have," quod he, "of summons here a bill. On pain of cursing, look that thou be to-morrow before the archdeacon's knee to answer to the court of certain things."
"Now, Lord," quod she, "Christ Jesus, King of Kings, so wisely help me as I ne may. I have been sick, and that full many a day. I may not go so far," quod she, "nor ride, but I be dead, so pricks it in my side. May I not ask a libel, Sir Summoner, and answer there by my procurator to such thing as men will oppose in me?"
"Yes," quod this summoner, "pay anon, let's see, 12 pence to me, and I will thee acquit. I shall no profit have thereby but little. My master has the profit, and not I. Come off, and let me ride in hastily. Give me 12 pence, I may no longer tarry."
12 pence? Quod she. "Now, Lady St. Mary, so wisely help me out of care and sin, this wide world, though that I should it win, ne'er have I not 12 pence within my hold. You know and well that I am poor and old. Kith your almus upon me, a poor wretch."
"Nay, then," quod he, "the foul fiend me fetch, if I thee excuse, though thou shouldst be spilt."
"Alas," quod she, "God wot, I have no guilt."
"Pay me," quod he, "or by the sweet Saint Anne, as I will bear away thy new pan, for debt which that thou owest me of old, when that thou madest thy husband a cuckold, I paid at home for thy correction."
"Thou liest," quod she, "by my salvation, ne'er was I ne'er ere now, widow nor wife, summoned unto your court in all my life. Nay, never I was but of my body true. Unto the devil, rough and black of hue, give I thy body and my pan also."
And when the devil heard her cursing so upon her knees, he said in this manner, "Now, Mabelie, mine own mother dear, is this your will in earnest that you say?"
"The devil," quod she, "so fetch him ere he die, and pan, and all, but he will him repent."
"Nay, old stot, that is not mine intent," quod this summoner, "for to repent me for anything that I have had of thee, I would I had thy smock and every cloth." "Now, brother," quod the devil, "be not wroth. Thy body and this pan be mine by right. Thou shalt with me to hell yet to-night, where thou shalt known of our privity more than a master of divinity." And with that word the foul fiend him hent. Body and soul he with the devil went, whereas these summoners have their heritage. And God, that made after his image mankind, save and guide us all and some, and leave these summoners good men to become.